NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. In the aftermath of Friday's deadly shooting at a suburban Connecticut elementary school that killed 20 children and 7 adults, there's a renewed push to address gun control measures. White House spokesman Jay Carney says curbing gun violence will be no easy task.
It's a complex problem that will require a complex solution. No single piece of legislation, no single action will fully address the problem.
President Obama is promising to use the power of his office to tackle gun violence. The president is expected to engage the American people as well as lawmakers in the coming weeks. A Democratic senator who is a gun rights advocate with an A rating from the National Rifle Association is the latest lawmaker to indicate he may support a ban on assault weapons. NPR's Craig Windham reports Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says the mass killing of young people in Newtown has changed the nation.
Manchin is an avid hunter, but he says the shootings are causing him to take a new look at laws that allow assault rifles and clips of more than 10 rounds of ammunition.
I don't know anyone in the sporting or hunting arena that goes out with an assault rifle. I don't know anybody that needs 30 rounds in the clip to go hunting.
Manchin, in an interview on MSNBC, says the NRA should be included in the effort to find ways to prevent mass shootings such as the one in Newtown.
This has changed the dialogue, and it should move beyond dialogue. We need action.
Several Democratic lawmakers have said they'll press to reimpose a ban on the sale of assault weapons or to make it harder for people with serious mental health issues to get guns. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.